My guest at this time is Alireza Jafarzadeh. He's the former spokesman for the Iranian parliament in exile. He's the man who first warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear weapons intentions. And he's the author of The Iran Threat, President Ahmadinejad and the Coming Nuclear Crisis. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of stories centering around the regime in Iran. First of all, the storming of the British embassy in Tehran by student protesters, and also the mysterious explosion near or even perhaps at the Isfahan uranium enrichment facility in Iran. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us.
Good pleasure, always.
Well, the storming of an embassy in Tehran certainly brings back horrific memories for the people of the United States, who can remember back to 1979 and the hostage ordeal that followed. When you look at the demonstrations that resulted in the storming of the embassy, do you get the sense that this was genuine, or is this something cooked up by the regime?
Oh, it's certainly cooked up by the regime. First of all the embassies in Iran and every country, they're all well protected by the government. It's the responsibility of the government to protect those embassies, as has been the case in the past 30 years. And remember back in 1979, when the so-called students stormed the building, it was headed by a senior cleric. The negotiations were going on between the regime and the United States, and they dragged the issue for 444 days. The whole thing was orchestrated, controlled, and run by the supreme leader at the time, that was Khomeini himself. And the same situation exists now. These so-called students are actually the Iranian Revolutionary Guards who, at the end of several days of ratcheting up rhetoric against the Western countries, getting some kind of a legislation passed against the Western measures in their parliament. Then comes the storming of the British embassy. Definitely, this is something that has been approved by the supreme leader himself, because anything dealing with serious issues like the European countries, foreign policy, it all falls under the authority and control of the supreme leader. So the whole thing was planned from the beginning, and they certainly had a purpose in mind, and that was to threaten the Western countries that if you continue sanctions, if you continue more decisive policies regarding Iran, we're going to react.
We're talking with Alireza Jafarzadeh, and this is just on the heels of these new sanctions imposed by some of the Western powers. In talking to you and other experts in the past, Ali, it seems that most people don't think that the sanctions will at least create a deterrent to Iran's nuclear agenda. Is there something we should know about this latest round that has this regime concerned, or is this just more of a public relations gesture?
Well, I think what's different this time is that it's not the sanctions itself, but also I think what could come after the sanctions and the consequences of sanctions in terms of impact on the population. Remember, we've had in the past few months, we have had the Arab Spring, we have had change of regimes in a number of countries in the region that has really significantly concerned the Iranian regime. What they're thinking about is that what if the next step would go beyond sanctions and it would go to reaching out to the Iranian opposition, to the democracy movement in Iran. And that's the real Achilles heel of the Ayatollahs, because they're afraid the more pressure the Western countries exert on the Iranian regime, it could actually trigger and revive the uprising of 2009, in summer of 2009 in Iran. And this time it could be detrimental to the existence of the regime. So what they're trying to do, they feel very vulnerable. They feel very defensive. So they want to go and send a signal to Western countries that we're going to respond, trying to see if they can fend off this further unified position by Western countries, including the UK and the United States, so that it wouldn't go any further. It would frighten these countries. And they wouldn't even think about reaching out to the Iranian opposition and help expediting change in Iran.
Again, we're talking with Alireza Jafarzadeh. And Ali, in our last couple of minutes here, let's focus now on this series of explosions heard as far away as Tehran. near or at the Isfahan uranium enrichment facility. This is the second mysterious explosion being described as an accident by the Iranian government. Do you have any insight, any intelligence as to what's really going on there?
Well, I know the previous explosion about a couple of weeks ago near Tehran, that was at the Modaris garrison. That was a place where they were, it was a missile garrison run by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards missile unit. And that explosion was as a result of a failed preparation in the final stages of building a more advanced new missile by the Iranian regime, that they were preparing it, that in 2-3 days they were planning to launch it and as a show of force. That failed and killed almost everyone who was involved in the building of that missile, including the top general who has been in charge of the missile program for the past 2 decades. Now, as far as the more recent explosion in Isfahan, there are contradicting reports about the location, about whether it actually even happened, as has been the case in the previous explosion in Tehran. So we need to get a little bit more information and insight as to exactly what transpired. And we know that there is a nuclear site near Isfahan, uranium conversion facility, where they make uranium hexafluoride that's crucial for their uranium enrichment program. That's all I know as of now, but maybe we can get more information later.
Would you be surprised if there was some sabotage going on, whether from Israeli intelligence or from someone else who very much does not want Iran to be nuclear active?
Well, you know, certainly you can see the Iran regime is very paranoid about all kinds of things happening around it and also inside the country. The fact that the missile preparation and test failed 2 weeks ago, part of it is because of they're so paranoid, they're jumpy about a lot of things, so concerned about that, and they're rushing in a lot of their activities. Obviously, they're concerned that the countries in the region, not just Israel, but I think a number of countries, Arab countries in the region, are also concerned about what they're doing. They're also concerned about what's going to happen domestically, their own opposition to the regime. You know, the main opposition, the Mujahideen Khal, that exposed all the major nuclear sites of Iran and the kind of impact they have inside the country. So this is not a normal situation for the regime, and it's not a normal situation in the region either, especially in light of the report that came out just last month by the IAEA, clearly showing that Iran has been working on building the bomb. So this is a special circumstance that I think anything could happen in the next few weeks.
Very interesting on both fronts. Ali, as always, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. Ali Reza Jafarzadeh is the former spokesman for the Iranian Parliament in Exile, the man who warned the West about Iran's latest nuclear intentions. His book is The Iran Threat. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.